Blog Talk Radio. situation, in every battle, in everything we think that we cannot do, the scriptures say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Once again, we greet you in the matchless name of Jesus. We say praise the Lord to each and every one of you on Blog Talk Radio on this morning. We gathering together for early Sunday morning prayer. And we do this each and every Sunday morning for 30 minutes before we go to our respective houses of worship. We come together for call. Amen. And we declare war on the enemy on today. And we're going to read a declaration of war on this morning. We have to know that we're in a battle. Every day it's a war. It's a war in our members, because our spirit is, our flesh is wrestling against our spirit. Amen. So we this day set ourselves in agreement with the word of God to be a kingdom warrior and to attack the kingdom of darkness, to the pulling down of strongholds of Satan. We will become a mighty warrior and advance on his kingdom. We will not be afraid or intimidated, but come out victorious, because greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. We do further set ourselves in agreement with Jesus Christ to declare this gospel, to use the mighty name of Jesus, and to do as the scriptures have said. Greater work shall we do. In the name of Jesus, we declare war on the kingdom of darkness with all other members of the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, which is mightier than any other name, we affirm and agree to the power, the authorship, and lordship of the name of Jesus. We this day declare war against the devil and all the evil forces that come against God's people. Amen. We thank the Lord this morning, and we give him praise for all that he's doing, for all that he has done, and for everything we're expecting him to do on this upcoming year, and even before we close out this new year. Lord God, we come before you humbly this morning. We come before you boldly this morning, declaring and decreeing that your will be done in our lives. Lord, we lift up our children to you on this morning, for you said the promise was unto our children and to those that are far off. Lord God, we lift them up on this morning. Hallelujah. We lift up our grandchildren on this morning. We lift up our spouses, our husbands, and our wives. Lord God, we lift up this nation to you as a whole. President Obama and the first family, we lift them up before you. All our governments, Lord God, our military, Lord God, our policemen and our troops, Lord God. Oh, God, the physicians, Lord God, the nurses, the teachers that teach our children, Lord God, even our supervisors and our managers on this morning, we lift them up to you on this morning. We lift up our mothers in Zion to you. We lift up our bishops and our pastors and our evangelists and our ministers and our sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, we lifting up our eyes unto the hill from whence cometh our help. Lord God, we know that all of our help come from you on this morning and each and every day, Lord God, that you renew your mercies upon us, Lord God. We say thank you. Lord God, we lift up our conference speakers that spoke so eloquently, Lord, and spoke under anointing of Jesus on this past weekend. We lift up Dr. Winston Singleton Jr. to you this morning, Lord God. We even lift up his father, Bishop Winston Singleton Sr., Lord God, and the members of Greater Bethlehem Temple Church in Inglewood, California. We lift up Prophetess Cheryl Harrison on this God. We lift up Dr. Burford, Kenneth Burford, and Lady Verdell Burford on this morning. We lift up our psalmist, First Lady Carol Stafford Adams, Lord God, Evangelist Priscilla. We lift up Pastor Carita Singleton to you this morning, Lord God, in the House of Mercy Ministries on this morning. Oh, God, we lift you up this morning. We give you praises for all that you're doing, Lord God. Oh, God, and as Dr. Singleton get ready to make his partake his departure on this afternoon, Lord God, we asking you to put an angel on every wing of the plane and bring him safely back home, Lord God, the way he left his wife, Lord. Bring him back safely, Lord God. And we even lift up his wife, Jenny Singleton, to you this morning. Lord God, you know our heart. You know the desires of our heart, God. Nobody know the heart but you on this morning. Oh, God, we lift up Blog Talk Radio on this afternoon, this morning, Lord God, and we ask you to bless all those that are coming on this network, lifting up the name of Jesus. Bless all the other hosts that have programs and hostesses that have programs on this Blog Talk Radio. Lord God, we thank you for celebrating 1 year on this broadcast, reaching souls, hallelujah, for the kingdom of God, Lord God. We asking you to give us strength, Lord God. Give us vision, Lord God. Give us direction for this new season in our lives, Lord God. And as this year comes to a close, Lord God, all of us that have made you promises, Lord God, and have fell short, Lord God, we are repenting on this morning. Lord God, and we asking you to forgive us, Lord God. Lord, we will do better. Help us to do better, Lord God. Create in us a clean heart, Lord, this ending of this year, Lord God. Don't let us carry the same old baggage in the year 2013. Should you grant us to cross on over, Lord God, and see another year that we've never seen before. We thank you for this day, December the 9th, 2012, for this is a day that we've never seen before. Oh, we bless you, Lord God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We thank you for having a successful conference on this weekend, Lord God. We pray that somebody's heart was pricked, Lord God. We pray that somebody was encouraged, Lord God, to lift you up, God, to go back home, not with a hung down head, but to go back home with purpose and direction, hallelujah, and a sense of, hallelujah, sense of destiny down in the spirit, Lord God. Oh, we lift you up. We lift up the city of Stockton on this morning and the city of Sacramento and Elk Grove on this morning, but especially the city of Stockton, Lord God. Continue to lift up, hallelujah, and encourage Dr. Bertha's family, Lord God. Sonora Lance Dance, God, and our family, Lord God. Continue to comfort them, Lord. And as they begin this weekend, Lord God, to say their last final goodbyes, Lord God, to their loved one, Lord God. Hallelujah. We asking you to comfort them, Lord God. Comfort all of the bereaved family. Continue to lift up the Claiborne family. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for Glenisha on this morning. Thank you for the chef, Pastor Singleton, and Glenisha Hyder and all those that worked with them on yesterday. Lord God, not to get anything to put a proudness in our heart, Lord God, but to lift you up, Jesus, to serve the people royally like you have served us, Lord God. We thank you for their labor of love, Lord God. We're asking you to open up the windows of heaven and pour out Pastor Singleton and Sister Glenisha mess of blessing that they don't have room enough to receive, Lord God. We asking you to meet every need that they have, Lord God, and even our funds, Lord God, that have been tied up. Ah, hallelujah, tied up, Lord God. We asking you to release God. Oh, but we lift them up to you this morning. I lift up my brother Elroy to you this morning, God. I'm asking you to deal with his heart and his mind, Lord God. Oh, set him free, Lord God. Give him a mind to repent, Lord God. A mind to come back. Remember my brother Bernie. Continue to touch it. Touch him, Lord God. Touch his body. Touch his mind in the name of Jesus. And my mother, Lord God, even her, continue to regulate her mind. Regulate that diabetes in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we bless you for what you're doing. Remember all my other siblings. Remember Danielle, God. Remember my son. Go to Angola right now and minister to his heart, Lord God. Give him a mind to surrender and give it all to you, Lord God. Oh, God, we put their everything that we can't do anything about, Lord God. We're leaving it at the feet of Jesus on this morning. We're leaving it at your feet, Lord God, for you told us to take your yoke upon you. Hallelujah. Learn of you. You say your yoke is easy and your burden is light, God. And we thank you, God. We thank you for being our almighty God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the Prince of Peace. We thank you for being a mighty counselor. Oh, God, we thank you for being our all in all, Lord God. Oh, we recognize we can't do nothing with you, Lord, without you, God. We recognize, Lord God, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? We recognize, Lord God, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run in and they're saved, Lord God. We recognize, Lord God, that if you be lifted up, Lord God, you would draw men unto you, Lord God. Oh, we recognize that this morning, God. Oh, for blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not standing in the way of sinners, not sitting in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Oh, God, in your word you say he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. You said his leaf, hallelujah, also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. We standing on those promises on this morning, for the ungodly are not so, but are like the shaft which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Oh, God, we bless you this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for your word of all praises, Lord God. We bless you today, God, for he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. You are my fortress, Lord God. You are my God. I am the Most High. In him will I trust, Lord God. We bless you on this morning. We give you praise, God. We thank you because there's no lack in you, Lord God. We thank you for your word, saying to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and to lean not unto thine own understanding, Lord God, but in all thy ways acknowledge you. And you said you would direct our paths. Oh, we bless you today for what you're doing. We thank you for your instructions. We thank you for your directions on this morning. Oh, we bless you today as we get ready to go into our houses of worship, Lord God. Let the place be permeated. Let the sanctuary, Lord God, be saturated with your presence, Lord God. Everybody that has needs, Lord God, need him. Let it be met in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, lift up the hung down head, Lord God. Dry every tear, Lord God. Every ache and pain that we have, Lord God. Let us call upon you for your healing. For you said, it's my people who were called by my name. if they would just humble themselves, if they would just pray, Lord God, seek your face, hallelujah, turn from their wicked ways, Lord God, then will we hear from heaven. You would pardon our sins, Lord God. We bless you for what you're doing, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for even in the happy moments, we're going to praise you, God. Even in the difficult moments, we're going to seek you, God. Even in the quiet moments, we're going to worship you, God. And in the painful moments, we're going to trust you, God. And in every moment, we're going to say thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Thank you for all the participants, Lord God, that came and celebrated your name and celebrated what you're doing in our lives this weekend. Thank you for those that honored, hallelujah, that were honored in the conference, Lord God. Sister Ruby, continue to touch her mind, God. Continue to comfort her and strengthen her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord God. All those that travel from near and far, God, we bless you for them this morning. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. We'll see you on tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Remember to let brotherly love continue. We're still talking about let brotherly love continue. This is true fellowship. This is what God is wanting for us to do. He wants us. He's a light in us. Hallelujah, when we can come together. For the Bible says in Psalm 133 and 1, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Lord, we bless you for everything that you've done today. We thank you for taking us over the highways, Lord God, Pastor Singleton and I, Lord God, and bringing us safely to our destination. We give you glory for this morning. Hallelujah, Lord God, we're expecting some greater things. Hallelujah, give us a mind to get settled, Lord God. Give us a mind to get stable, Lord God. Give us a mind to be about your business on this upcoming year, Lord God. We praise you. We thank you. We thank you for Sister Adrian in this house, Lord God. And thank you for her being patient and allowing us to broadcast and do this radio station without disturbing her, Lord God. We thank you for her this morning. Thank you for Mother Williams and Elder Williams on this morning, God. You thank you for Dr. Walker even on this morning. Remember Evangelist King and Elder King, Lord. Strengthen Elder King. Touch his body, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. Oh, God, and we thank you for Peggy Singleton right now. Send your angel this morning and minister to her, God. Touch her body, God, and continue to touch her mind, God. Bring healing to Peggy on this morning. Out of Margaret Singleton, Lord God, you know everything about her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord God. Remember our children, Lord God, each and every one of them. Remember Preston, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. Hallelujah. Remember to share that love with everybody you meet. Let brotherly love continue. We'll see you on tomorrow. God bless you. Hey, God. We're going to close out with this song, hallelujah, from, again, James Fortune. I trust you. Continue to trust the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. Sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, you'll still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
How I love you so much, though my nights may seem
to me 10 years ago. Yeah.
I can only trust you. No one else like you.
But it's the thoughts in my mind.
Beautiful day. God bless you.